Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Oh, God, I don't want to hang out with you.
You can join Lunch Hour Anime Special.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Or on Wednesdays at noon, we play Commander in the break room.
Just kill me. Shut up. Hey, are you guys ready to talk some motherfucking Survivor? Yeah!
All right.
I was trying really hard in the moment to come up with something to interrupt you with, like Joe, and I can't be that annoying even if I try.
Are you guys getting hyped? Are you hyped? Are you staying hyped to talk about this episode in which stuff happened again, sort of? No. All right, okay. So overall, the season is, I'll be the first to admit, it's not really doing much for me, but this one had some highlights. A couple of neat little twists. And so it's like, I want to like the season more than I actually am, because whenever they try and do something, like having the family-style dinner, and then everyone has to go one at a time, that was such a great little thing, and I loved that. But overall, I'm just kind of like, you know what it is? I don't care about any of the people who are left, except for Mike, but even then, only kinda.
Yeah, I mean, I care about Christy because I didn't care about her before, and now I see the game she's trying to play. Also want her to get taken down a peg, because I think she's smarter than she thinks she is at this point.
I can mean the other way around, but yeah.
What do you mean?
You said you think she's smarter than she thinks
she
is.
She thinks she's smarter than she is.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes,
reverse that.
Strike that, reverse it. I don't know. Like, Christy, she's all right. When she got to the spaghetti dinner, which, by the way, that was, even just as a spaghetti dinner, if there'd been no other frills or twists, I thought it would have been fine. But when she got there, first thing she did is start looking for clues, and, you know, she sees the napkin and immediately looks underneath it and sees, oh, okay, there's an idol here. Or, well, at camp, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's smart, and I feel like we don't get shown that enough when people do that. So I was like, I was going into this thing, I'm like, what the hell are you all doing? Why is nobody looking for it? And then I was happy when Christy did, and then when Ryan did, I was like, okay, maybe it happens more often than they show us.
Yeah.
But, see, that helps your argument that she's not quite as smart as she thinks she is, because she looked under the napkin and saw it, and you could totally see that there was food on that plate. And she goes, I think I'm the first person who's seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I love, though. She thinks, like, her and Ryan are talking, and Ryan's like, do you think Cole saw it? Because she's like, I don't think so. He's not that smart. And then, yeah, she doesn't ever question, like, somebody must have. Because even if she didn't notice the food on the plate below, like, who puts the spaghetti on top of the napkin on the plate?
Right.
Like, something's obviously fishy there, but she doesn't even question it. She doesn't even think about it.
Even that aside, what she was saying was just dumb because Cole was sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said, well, I don't think he's smart enough, like, his ears perked up. It's like, dude, she can hear you.
Well, it's the same problem she's had, too, because she had the same problem with Ben at
But that one actually worked out. Like, in that case, she was correct. It was Ryan and I think Devin were conferring. So they were engrossed in their own little conversation, and it was really windy. So, I don't know. Like, that one I'll give to her. But, yeah, she definitely got cocky and was just like, yeah, I saw there's an idol. I was like, come on, man. Yeah.
It's the same kind of
He's
thing.
He's right
though.
There.
Just wait, like, you know, 30 more minutes.
Yeah, just take a nap. And you had a decent amount of... Actually, so... That was one of the things I was a little disappointed by when the first person got there. Was it Cole? Cole was first, I think?
Devin.
Devin was first.
Devin, yeah. Sorry, as I said, they all three of them, they're all the same to me. So Devin gets there first, and I look at the plate, and I'm just like, that's not a whole lot of spaghetti.
Yeah, right?
For six starving people?
Right.
Well, just for... That's like three people's worth of spaghetti. There was bread and Caesar salad and all that too. So okay, great.
Yeah, but
I'm just surprised they couldn't get like Maggiano's or Olive Garden to sponsor it.
I mean, I'm sure they very strategically left a certain amount of spaghetti on that plate to try to be like, all right, we're gonna divide this six ways, but make it a little bit too little for all six people. So somebody's gonna have to sacrifice, and if somebody pigs out, then it's gonna show.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But it's not going to show. The next people had no idea how much they started with. That was the point.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you made sure there was enough for everybody, then Joe wouldn't be slighted. Like, Joe sacrificed himself by going last. Like, no, no, no. This, A, you're in the doghouse. Like, if you're going to even try to come back from that, don't make, like, that's the move you have to make. Don't act like it's sacrificial. But, like, it could have been there was no food for Joe, you know?
Yeah. I would have. Man, if that. I was Devin, I would have eaten half of that damn plate if I was the first one up there. I'm like, I don't give a shit. They don't know how much is here. This is mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was a little bit surprised that whoever went second was JP. JP didn't look at it and just say, God damn it, how much did he eat? Because, like I said, it didn't seem like a whole lot. So I'm just a little bit surprised is all.
Yeah. I appreciate Cole revenge eating. Like, fuck you guys. Eating all of it.
Yeah, a good challenge too. I like the strategy that the blue team used, where it's like, look, we have two people who are really good at this, so why don't we just each take one shot, so that way the people who are good can get it up there repeatedly.
Yeah, take your pity shot. Don't even. I mean, try, but don't. Yeah, you know, like,
because hey, maybe you'll get lucky, right? Yeah, it's the worst that could happen.
Yeah, that was obviously a good strategy. Supposed to the other team was just kind of like, I don't know. We'll stumble through. I think as soon as they like randomly chose the teams, and JP, Devin, Cole, or Joe were all on the same team. No, Joe wasn't.
Joe wasn't on any team.
Yeah, yeah.
But, fucker.
I mean, as soon as you get JP, Cole, and Devin all on one team, like, okay, they're gonna win.
It's a puzzle team. Well, this is what I mean. The thing is, though, this is one that didn't really require a whole lot of strength. I mean, you had to be a certain amount of strong, sure, but it's more. Angular thinking, if that's a word, trajectories and whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, being strong helps because you can pull that rubber band back further, that slingshot. But no, I feel like they were okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pull back far. It's got to be taut. You get tired after a couple slings, and JP has already shown that he's good at this kind of thing because he did it before during one of the tribal challenges, and he was good at it there too. He was good at slingshotting. What was it? It was the one where they were on the waves.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
He was good at that, too. See, JP's playing that slow burn game. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And that would be nice if I remembered which one he was consistently. Was JP the one that Ryan doesn't like because he's not playing a social game by talking to everyone and making friends with them?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like JP then.
Yeah, I like JP quite a bit.
He's all right.
It's proportional to how much I dislike Ryan.
This is true too. My main
who got
complaint.
The goddamn idol.
Yeah.
Oh sorry. Yeah. No, I mean that was pretty weird too. Like, I assumed that as soon as they got there, because Cole knew that they knew. You know, I mean they were whispering and all. So Cole knew, but the first thing Cole does is just go away from the thing.
I know. Yeah. I thought when he said he was going to go pee, he was going to circle back around to the thing, but he didn't. He literally didn't.
No, he really
go to
was.
Pee.
It's like, what are you doing, Cole? Get your head in the game, son. Go, just go over there and dig and say, yes, I got it. I'm safe for one more day at least.
I'm like, and I then, know I'm stronger than either of you pussies, so I'm going to get this.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm just annoyed that he didn't do something like that because that allowed Ryan to do the exact same thing that he should have done. He got it, and then all of a sudden, Cole, like, came by Johnny Come Lately, like, oh, I'm gonna dig. And that caused a whole weird kerfuffle.
Yeah.
I did like Chrissy acting like she didn't know that Ryan had it already. She's trying to fight Ben off. She's like, oh, no!
Well, yeah, I mean, it behooves her, because she knows that Cole's already disliked. Like, might as well make it even worse. While you're at it.
Yeah, he just keeps digging his... Cole keeps digging his hole deeper, but not deep enough to find an idol.
I do. So what do you guys think?
That's fucking insight.
What do you guys think of his decision to play it like he did get an idol? Because on the one hand, it's kind of is your only play. Because obviously, like, Ben is never going to believe you because Ben just has it out for you. Right? So you can swear up and down that you don't have it, but until they vote you out and you don't play it, then that's the only time you're going to know. For sure. Like, but at the same time, that sounds like a smart play, but you already know, at least Ryan knows that you're lying, and probably Ryan, whoever Ryan's lying with, knows that you're lying. Like, at a certain point, it's just too easy to call out that you're lying, especially when you know you're the lesser alliance of the two that are currently running through.
Yes. However, you're forgetting, Cole is bad at this.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to flub it in 2 seconds. Well, apparently Ryan is too. And the next on, Brian's going around telling everybody that he has the idol.
Yeah.
I think it's just his excuse to tell people what's in his pants.
I think it's going to be an excuse to be like, hey, guys, let's vote out Cole because I have the idol. Let's vote out Cole. He doesn't have it, really.
I really hope that causes him to get voted out. Like, oh, yeah. No, we'll totally vote out Cole. And then he gets gone.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
He gets gone. That would be the best. Well, because, you know, all right. He hasn't been terrible, but it's always nice. He has definitely been cocky, and it's always nice to see a cocky person be hoisted by their own petard.
Yes.
Petard? Petard. Petard. That's right. Only one R in petard. And Ryan is very definitely petarded.
Took a long way around for that one. That was nice.
Yeah, we went on a nice little trip. You know, we already forgot that Lauren found the advantage from last week that everybody forgot or ignored. The advantage she received is that she can sacrifice a vote, and then any vote after that, she can cast a second vote.
Oh, okay.
She told, was it Ben? Yeah, it was Ben that she told about her vote, which is, threw a nice little monkey wrench. We've had a couple of these advantages in the past, these double votes. And they're always kind of neat, but I like this one a lot because it was, there was a little bit of an opportunity cost in order to get to use it. I think that's a nice little strategic rub because then, you know, there were 11 people voting. This made it so that there could have been a tie. I'm real curious to see what happens next week if anyone brings up the fact that, like, hey, they only counted 10 votes. There were 11 of us.
Yeah, somebody's going to do that math. Somebody must have been paying
attention. Someone's got to figure out what. Yeah,
because I know from player interviews that they do look for handwriting consistency, so that they can try to figure out who's voting for who based on the handwriting.
In tribal. I was gonna say that's way too much effort, but then I realized, you know, what else do they have to do while they're out there? So yeah, why not? No, I'm good. I'm glad she got an advantage. I'm liking Lauren.
I don't think the people that are still in this game are as smart as you guys think they are. I don't think anybody's even going to consider at all how many votes there were.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I saw some, like, weird faces, but...
Mike is smart. Mike would try. Yeah.
See, it'll be more obvious next time when there's, you know, 11 votes and only 9 people. Or 10 votes and only 9 people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have to use it immediately, right? She can use it.
Yeah, she used it later. Although, judging from the next time on, it seems like she might be angling to use it early.
Well, but, you know, I mean, flex had, like, wasted.
Flex it while you got it. And, I mean, now it is, now that there are 10 left, it could be a tie. And if you have 2 blocks of 5, then it's like, alright, we just need to stay strong, and then I'll cast a 6th vote, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
But that was perfect, the way she used it. Because she gave up her vote, but then she actually did get to vote.
No, she didn't. Not even in the revote. Well, if you notice, what she did was she kind of, like, pantomimed it and then folded her vote up and, like, flung it like a cat batting something off of a... Ooh, that one got away from me.
she flung it back past the thing.
Oh, what? I don't know. I was cleaning my room. I wasn't looking. Oh.
Yeah. No, that's fair. It's like last week. I didn't notice that there was even a clue in the nails. Yeah, she batted it off of the table and then kind of like opened the jar and just kind of rifled around a little bit and then closed it. So, yeah, I don't think anyone knows it was her. But at the same time, they have to, like, they counted votes twice. They have to know that there were only 10 votes cast.
Yeah, that's not hard math either. Especially the second time when it was 6-4 or whatever it was.
Did they count? Well, there would have been 9 votes, but yeah. Did they count all of them the second time, though? I don't remember. Because, you know, usually once it's past a number where it can't possibly, you know, they stopped counting them.
Yeah, but then you would know.
No, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you would, because the number changes.
The point is, if there's 9, if there, If there's nine and he read five of them for one person, he stops reading. You see what I mean?
Right.
Did he get all of them? I don't remember.
Well, I don't know, but if he reads five votes for Desi, then you know it's nine. If he reads six, then you know it's 10. Right? Like, you can, that math isn't hard either. However many votes Desi gets, you can figure out how many the total pool was.
Oh, okay. From when he stopped. All right. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's a little bit harder math than just counting one, two, three during the first time, but it's still not that hard. I do like too that Lauren found it in the bundle of nails that was still there apparently like 2 days later in a basket hung up on the shelter.
So yeah.
That advantage, somebody put the bundle of nails with the advantage into the basket because it was on the ground when we saw it. And then they picked the basket up and put it on the shelter and didn't think to even check and see what that scroll was. They just left it there. Yeah. I want to see all of those missed opportunities. Like we saw Cole like touch it and move on, but somebody really handled that thing and just left it.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, just on account of like, you know, it's only been 2 days, but how many nails have they needed in those 2 days? Because I could see them just legitimately not seeing it.
Yeah. If
they needed to use nails every single day and nobody noticed it, then that's just really bad.
Well, I mean, just the fact that you had to put it in the thing and then pick it up and hang it, like, somebody else had to have handled it. My headcanon, and I know it's not true because if it were real, it would have been shown. My headcanon is that Devin's the one who picked the basket up and found the bandage in there and said, fuck it, I'm not touching that, I'm not losing a vote again, and just left it. I'm not going here. Anything even looks like an advantage, just leave it alone.
Yeah, that would have been the most interesting play for a while, so I'm sure that didn't happen.
Yeah. So the other thing, like, there's interesting people that you like watching, there's interesting people that you don't like watching, and I know that some people do watch reality TV to see annoying people get their comeuppance, or to see, like, these kinds of
players. Yeah, that's what The Bachelor is predicated on.
Yeah, but I cannot stand Joe every single time I see him, every single time he talks. I'm pretty sure, I mean, he's not the worst person to ever play Survivor, I'm pretty sure that's Will.
Yeah.
But I think honestly, he might be the most annoying person I have ever seen. Because he's annoying in a way that we can't even make fun of, right? Like, the next most annoying person I can think of is Rodney. But at least we could make fun of Rodney and get a good laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
But Joe's like, cool, calm, smug, and collective. Yeah. Joe is smug, and he's kind of a bully. And he'll just pick a fight.
Yeah. Like, he'll just, you know, prod at a veteran over his PTSD.
Yeah,
what, fuck, what a fucking douche.
Like, Jesus Christ, I know this is game for $1 million and all, but goddamn.
Even in his, whatchamacallit, his little confessional, he still wouldn't admit that he was wrong. He was saying, you know, because he says to Ben, like, you keep swearing on the Marines and your Marines, and Ben says, no, I didn't, I would never do that. I'm too vanilla to do something like that. And then in his confessional, he's like, yeah, I mean, maybe he didn't swear on him specifically, but, like, he says he's a Marine all the time. It's like, that's so, in totally other words, different. Just say you're wrong. Like, say you made a mistake or whatever, but nah, you can't do that.
No. Not even a little bit. Which is then why Tribal was fun to watch, because what did Christy say here? I have a quoted, none of us want to listen to you anymore.
That was the bitch. Oh, shut the fuck up.
I still think that they made a mistake by not voting him out. Like, Desi, I get what you're saying. Desi is a threat. She could win a couple challenges in a row and really shake things up. But Joe is obnoxious, and Joe could actually win, too. He was not hanging in there, never mind. But he could win another challenge down the road.
See,
and then, I don't know. I just say get rid of the problem while you can.
No, see, because at this point, Joe can win a couple immunities, and Joe can hang around. Nobody playing this game right now, nobody on the jury is going to vote to give Joe $1 million. Almost no matter what he does for the next, like, five episodes, nobody's going to vote to give him $1 million.
Well, maybe the only one that's on there now.
Yeah, but, like, Desi's generally likable. Even though she's connected to Joe so much, a lot of the other players generally kind of like her. And she does perform well on challenges. We get the sense that she's smart. She's much more articulate. So even if she's, like, way down, you know, when you get the final tropical cancel, she's going to be able to say something smart. And there's an outside chance. Sure, she might not win, but she'll take a couple votes from you. And if it's a three-way final tribal, that might be all it takes for you to lose. Like, just vote out the person who you might have more opportunities to get out, but vote out the person who you know might be able to give a chance to beat you at Final Tribal. Because you know Joe's not going to win this game. He'll win a couple immunities. He might even get there, but you know he's not winning.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win a couple immunities either.
I mean, he might. He might. I don't know. But there's
I haven't seen him do anything that makes me think he can win any immunity. He's mediocre at everything. It's not like...
Yeah. God, I would love to see his Final Tribal where he tries to be like, I'm actually a good person, guys. Ben's like, fuck you.
I can already tell the way he would handle it too, because he would say like, "Look, I done all this bad stuff, but I did it in the game. And why did I do it? Because my family is the most important thing in the world to me, and they need $1 million. Not me. I don't need it, but I need it for my girls. I want to send them to college. I don't know what his accent is. I'm just now all
that was
of a sudden
actually pretty
this.
Good. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah,
here.
I'm a Joe. I'm a Joe at heart."
Yeah, so he's going to be an ends justify the means kind of a Final Tribal. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I don't know. I think...
See, but if he says that, they need to vote him out immediately because people fucking absolutely give him votes for saying shit like that.
I don't know. I mean, because there's some things that are okay to do if your ends justify the means, and there's some things that aren't. Like backstabbing somebody, playing them, generally being a little bit rude, sure, that'll fly for a while, but like hounding Ben like that,
yeah,
like prodding a veteran over his service, like no, just no, like that's something that crosses the border of gamesmanship into being too personal and like being a moral right. problem. Even I mean, because it's I know it's $1 million, but it's also just money, and this guy.
Well, it's because. Backstabbing someone in the game is a game move. And so you can say, hey, look, I did it because it's my daughter's, blah, 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 blah. But being obnoxious is not a game move. Being obnoxious is something that actively takes you out of the game. You know what I mean? Like, people will vote you out if you're an obnoxious jackass. And Chrissy doesn't like him because she finds him obnoxious. Ben finds him obnoxious. Even Ryan doesn't seem to be that into him. So, yeah, nobody likes him. And yeah, you know what? I'm sure outside of all this, Probation Officer Joe, pretty good, decent person. But right now, my God, I want him off TV. And the main reason I want him off TV, I'll tell you right now, is because, like I said just a couple minutes ago, I know what he's going to say when he gets to Final Tribal Council. I can play it out in my head right now what's going to happen. But put him on that jury, I don't totally know what he's going to do. Like, is he going to be petty? Probably
yes.
not. I feel like...
No, he's
but,
definitely going to
be petty.
Or is
he going to just be like... I don't think he'll be petty. I think what he'll do is, like, humble brag a bit. Like, hey, you know, you guys, you know, if I was here, I would be winning right now. But I kind of... I don't know. Like, he is more interesting on the jury, I feel. Like, how does he vote? Or like, how does he base his vote?
He's definitely more interesting
off the
show. I'd rather see
that than see him as in the Final Tribal myself.
Yeah, he'll be more interesting on the jury because he won't be able to talk until the last episode.
Don't forget, it's Ponderosa.
No. But no, I think everything you just said about is wrong about being obnoxious makes you lose. I don't. What the hell is that guy's name a couple seasons ago who clearly only won because of his sob story about his mom? They all hated him before that.
Adam?
Yeah, and he won. Well, he got all of the votes.
Yeah, he did have a little bit of a security complex at times.
Yeah, that wasn't the same type of obnoxious, though. Like, this is...
They all hated him.
They didn't hate him.
Yeah, they did.
But, I mean, it's the difference between having somebody... Like, being disliked and being obnoxious are two different things. He was disliked for other reasons, because he was snooty, not because he was obnoxious.
And because he got people voted out.
Yeah,
that's true. Nobody... Yeah, I mean, like, people respect that, but they don't like it.
I mean, for me, the main reason I would want Joe gone is that Joe is hogging the screen. And I know that's in your notes too, Nick, but I 100% agree. Because
he's taking up a lot of space. And that's my problem. Like, so I said last week that I didn't really know who Desi was, like, because she hasn't gotten a whole lot of screen time. And then even in the episode where she gets voted out, she doesn't get a whole lot of screen time, which is really frustrating. I watched her Ponderosa this time around because I was like, all right, let's see what she has to do, especially because she left crying. And, you know, very quickly she stopped crying. She's just like, look, it was in the moment and I didn't see it happening, whatever. But it was a 9-minute video. She does all the standard stuff. She gets a whole bunch of food. She eats it. She talks about, you know, I did the best I could, blah, 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 blah. The highlight is that she was giving walking instructions, like how to walk down a runway, to one of the women who works at the Ponderosa, like one of the Fijian women who's trying out for Miss Fiji. And it's like, that's the most interesting thing that happened. It was kind of a dull one, whatever. But I saw more personality in there, and she actually had a sense of humor and all this other kind of stuff. And she was talking about how, like, oh, I could see my game falling apart in front of my eyes and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, really? Because I couldn't. And I didn't see any of this this humor or whatever, because all I saw the last 7 episodes was Joe and Ben and some of Ryan. And it's like, look, these guys are just taking up too much space in the show. Give us some other people. Develop the rest of your characters.
Yeah. I mean, she was definitely collateral damage for Joe. I mean, but also because she was a healer to start off with, and they won 1-1-1-1-1, so... You know, she didn't get as much screen time because they never went to Final Tribal. But then when she did go, were times that Joe was like, I'm Joe, I'm a blow up Tribal Council. And the first time even that she went, he was like blowing it up, throwing her under the bus, trying to get the target on his back. And it's like, and Jeff calls it out here too. Jeff even says like, that like she's like, they've been allies, but. He keeps throwing her under the bus. He's collateral damage. She's collateral damage for his game in a way that he doesn't even realize is happening. I think he's just like, well, they had to take out my ally because they couldn't take me out because they thought I had an idol because I'm so good.
Yeah, and in her Ponderosa, she actually talked about that a little bit and said that she thought she was safe because she thought Joe was going to get voted out before her for sure.
Yeah. She's a person I would like to see play again just because I... From her videos and stuff off the main show, I did like her.
Yeah. So give her the Sierra treatment. Sierra, her first season around, said almost nothing. If you remember, the entire season, like the entire first half of that season, we were saying, you know what, I bet you the fact that they don't show much of Sierra indicates that she gets pretty far in this game. And she did. She was like one of the last 5 or something. But she just never actually got that moment. So, but then in the last season she was in, we actually saw her talk and strategize and plan and make friends and whatever. So give Desi that sort of treatment.
Yeah, second chances too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty clear she was just voted out because Cole won immunity.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Cole really so all of them got, God damn it, when he won.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's that classic situation where it's like, we need to vote this person out now, and they win immunity. It happens at least once a season.
Well, and it was right after Cole was chowing down on pasta, so he finally had the calorie intake, you know, that he needed to be able to stand up for the whole challenge. And
not
he's
just calories, but good carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates.
Yeah, and he was the person who went into that world being like, fuck you guys, I'm eating till I'm goddamn stuffed. So he probably got the best share out of everybody there, too, so that helps as well.
Now, the only reason they voted her off first instead of Joe was because she won the only other immunity.
Yeah.
Single immunity.
She's the biggest threat outside of that.
Yeah. Between her
but
and Joe.
But as I said, if somebody is a threat, show us why they're a threat. Like, oh god, Michaela. We saw why Michaela was a threat and why they voted her out before the jury her first time around. She was making those strategic moves, and we got, granted, Michaela has a much bigger, more forceful personality, so it's easier for her to, you know, she's much more cinematic.
Yeah.
But you're out there 21 days, you can cobble together more than about 9 minutes of screen time for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I entirely agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, fantasy?
Yeah, I was going to say, have we got anything else? Any last-minute thingamajiggies?
Do we want to make a bet on how many more times bugs are going to interfere with an immunity challenge? Because apparently it's been twice in two episodes.
That's pretty corner case.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we're just going to have to resign ourselves to the fact that we don't have any bets this time. There would have been one last time, but they got Jessica out, which doubly frustrated me because for some reason I thought she was on the jury. But she isn't. It's like, well, fine, whatever.
Yeah. As well as odd cases where they have too many post-merge players.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do fantasy. Nick, you came in the week in last with 33 points. You got one from Ashley, one from Mike, and three from Joe. It's five on to your 33, giving you 38. Brian, you came in second. You got five from Ryan, one from Ben, and zero from Desi because she got eliminated. So that's six onto your 50, giving you 56. I came into the weekend first with 53, and because all three of my tribe members went to reward, this is a big week for me, I got three from JP, five from Cole, and three from Devin, giving me 11 on my 53. So I'm starting to pull away. I got 64. So I got 64. Brian has 56.
What a dumb week.
And Nick has 38.
38.
Brian, you got first dibs at the waiver wire because you lost a player. The only two available are Chrissy and Lauren.
Shit. Lauren? I'm going to take Lauren.
Okay. Damn. I think that's a good call. Lauren's more likely to get further.
I was going
to
drop Joe for Lauren.
I think they're both just as likely to get equal distance. But I think there's going to be a certain point where they're like, who's the more strategic player that might get a vote? Probably Chrissy. Vote out Lauren.
Yeah.
All right. Nick, you're up next. You got Ashley, Mike, and Joe, and the only player left on the waivers now is Chrissy.
Nah, I think I'll keep what I've got.
Keeping Joe?
Yeah. Oh, no, you know what really sucks? That means our little bet, my double down bet won't work.
Nope.
The one in which if one of my people had gotten voted off, I would have gotten both.
Yeah, you would have needed both of those. Yeah, you would need one of your players, Chrissy or Lauren, to leave. Man, pulling for Joe to leave.
I legitimately cannot win for losing. I have been in last place this entire, wire to wire, last place.
That's something. True. Yeah. You know?
It's usually Brian's move.
Hey, that's not true. I'm usually like second the first couple weeks, and then I drop to the bottom.
That's true. And you haven't been as bad for a little while. Last season you won. Yeah. And this season you've been in there. Let's see. I've got JP, Cole, and Devin. I definitely want to keep JP and Devin because they're going to last a while because they're likable and they're buff. Cole, though, man, he got me so many points today, but he has to win immunity again. I guess it could be Joe. It could be Joe next time. Do I want to drop Cole? Do I want to drop Cole
for
Chrissy?
That's the nature of Survivor. If you don't have immunity, it could be you.
You know what? I don't want to drop Cole, because if they vote out Cole, then I get Chrissy automatically anyway. So I'm just going to sit pat this week. There's no reason for me to make that transition.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense. But yeah, sure, Andy.
No, because if next week they vote out Cole, right, then I'll lose the points from Cole, but I'll get Chrissy anyway. I'll add her moving forward. I have a big enough lead that I feel confident.
And Cole is more likely to win immunity than Chrissy is.
Yeah.
See, but logically speaking, that's really fucking stupid, Andy.
What? I'm sacrificing a couple points.
Yes, exactly. That's like, you know, you're going to... Oh, yeah, you could just take Chrissy now and get her points and not get a zero next week for Cole.
I'm just saying, like...
Whatever.
Like Nick was saying, between the two, Cole is more likely to win an immunity challenge. Not that there's going to be, like, longevity of the player moving forward, but hey, you know. No, it's fine, it's fine. Because if Cole wins immunity...
Gotta make sunshine.
It's okay, I'm fine. Devin, JP, and Cole is my team.
That's a mighty high opinion of yourself you have, saying you're fine. I would say you're okay looking.
I think I'm like a 6.
He's 8 points ahead.
You're like an Alaska 6.
No way, in Alaska it's lower because there's way more dudes, so you have to be extra hot in order to, you know, like, they have more... No, fine.
You're ugly, that's the point I'm trying to make. You're ugly. Don't analyze my burn, my sick burn.
Well, that's it then. There's a bet on the board. It's whether or not anybody's going to remember or whether or not a map, like the maps on the tree, if they're going to matter. They're not going to matter.
Yeah, I got 3 points riding on that. Yay!
Yeah, you and Brian are getting 3 points there.
Okay. Does that count? I think just nobody gets points for it. Because I thought the point was somebody else has to see the map and, you know, not do anything with it because they're dumb.
Yeah.
My
point is that the fact that it's a map on the tree, will that matter versus it being a map wherever else? Like the fact that they put
Brian,
it on
Brian,
the tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Andy, don't listen to this. Andy, go hum quietly to yourself. We're going to get 3 points. Don't fuck this up for me, mother.
What was that? Christ. You guys talking about me over there?
I'm not winning. No. You might win with this. Don't fuck this up like you fuck everything up in your life.
All
right. Andy, come back.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We need, honestly, we need some more bets or Andy to lose 2 people in a row. Is basically.
Oh, that'll happen. All 3 of his people are just going to die.
Yeah, right, I have buff dudes. Somebody's going to balance. Somebody's going to balance challenge, and they're going to kick
What's
out.
What's going to happen is DP or Devin's going to get voted. Devin's going to get voted out. Cole won't eat for a couple of days, and then he'll just kill and eat JP to try and absorb his strength.
Done.
Yeah, and then he gets arrested, and you've gotten 0 points.
You know what? I am going to laugh my ass off next week when Chrissy wins the immunity challenge and Cole gets voted out.
did you ever go back and listen to the week about the feast reward? No. Yeah, I figured you didn't. I fucking knew. You said you're going to, and I was like, that's bullshit. Glad to know I know my friend. But that's all I got. That's fantasy. Fantasy is good. We're done.
Yep. In that case, cool. We're going to trudge along until next week and figure out a way to talk about a really disappointing season. I don't want to harp on it, but it's like, yeah, especially considering the last couple seasons have been so good, it's just kind of a letdown is all.
I'm not as down on it as you are.
It's watchable. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. If I didn't want to watch this, I would just, like, I just wouldn't, and I would read a synopsis, and then I'd just be kind of like, yeah, okay, yeah, no, that sounds good, which I have on good authority that is what some people do on other podcasts on this network. With they just didn't have time to watch the episode or whatever it is they're talking about. They just let other people lead the conversation and then chime in from time to time.
Yep. You can tell when you listen to them.
Wow. I got the dirt. Yeah, you should go listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to the, you know what we didn't mention?
I like this plug. Go to NOT.
Hi, we are Outwit, Outplay, Outcast. It's a Survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network, NOTLG.com.
I like how your plug is. Go check out other shows on the network because the hosts are lazy and the shows might suck.
No, they're not lazy. Well, they're busy with real life stuff. It's not like, oh, I don't have time to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week. That's a clue to what show I'm talking about.
Well, you're definitely not talking about Lunch Hour Anime Special, the show that I'm on, because I know for a fact that we definitely watch those.
Yeah, the show that you are on and I will never, ever, ever join.
Nope. Well, you might if you get the job at Mower?
Since thereof.
Anyway, we're done? We're done.
Yes, we are finished. Have a good night. We will see you guys next week. We love you like you are our children.
Not so much.
You are our...
Not that much.
Oh, yeah, it's you the one. Well, I love you like you're my children. My children can go kick rocks and pound sand. For you, I would die. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NOTLG.com.